That would be a great name for a book.
I accidentally took a nap earlier, but I'm still tired.
Yeah, I accidentally took a nap earlier, but I'm still tired.
Yeah.
It'd be like one of those like soccer mom angst books about like how to cope with life after a baby.
Yeah. True. All right, would you like to tell me about your day first?
My day was just busy, but I three of my customers were just nuts. Like, one of them was visibly nuts. She kept pointing to, you know how the cable comes up in the back of the TV and connects to the box. She had something that was like that. That was coming out of a sidewall that was for the satellite dish that was on her house. She pointed to it no less than 5 times and said, "Oh yeah, you know, there's this. Don't forget about this." And I had to say every single time, "Yeah, that's that satellite line that's hooked up to your satellite dish. That's not what I need." And then she'd do it again, and then she'd do it like from the opposite side of the wall, because it came through the wall. And then she'd go on the other side of the wall. "Well, what about this?" "Same line, lady." So. And then there was a guy who wanted to help me every step of the way. And he was like 300 pounds. So he couldn't move very fast. So. He ended up just standing completely in my way the entire time.
Really?
And then the third person was actually a super nice guy.
Oh.
And he had like musical equipment everywhere, like high-end musical equipment, not just like instruments, but like mixing boards, giant mixing boards, and like a drum set in the corner, and then he had some certificates on the wall, like he had gotten like employee of the month kind of thing from working in some television sound editing company, something along that lines. But we started talking, and it was something about, oh, there was the thing on the TV about somebody was running from the police earlier tonight, and then he was in a standoff, and he said, "The world's gone crazy," so we start talking. He was older black guy, like maybe in his 60s, early 70s. He had just had eye surgery, so he was laying on his couch with sunglasses on. "I'm sorry I gotta lay here like this, but I just had surgery a couple of days ago on my eyes." I said, "Oh, was it like cataracts or something, or did you have LASIK?" And he said, "No, it was glaucoma." So, and pretty major eye surgery. But we start talking, and he starts from the premise that the world's gone crazy and that why can't people just get along. And somehow we ended up talking about the fact that he's a big Trump supporter, and he doesn't know what to think about Obama because he's a Muslim.
Obama is, or he is?
Obama?
Yeah. Is he?
No.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute.
It's one of those crazy conspiracy theory things that's gone, you know, and he's not from here. You know that, right?
Yeah.
No. That's what he's telling me.
Oh.
And he's not from here. You know that, right? He wasn't born here. So he's breaking the law. This is what crazy people look like. This is what they seem like. They're super nice, regular, everyday people with glaucoma surgery and a high-end job working in the music industry. And they're crazy. What's going on?
I don't know.
It's way too late for you to be getting all those.
It's not that.
Notifications. What are you doing in your face?
Nothing.
Stop squeezing.
I'm not.
That is.
No.
Looks like squeezing.
No.
So tell me about tomorrow. Are you worried?
Kind of.
Which ones are they pulling?
Molars.
Two on one side, one on the other.
Bonk.
Soft food for you tomorrow. Soft food for you, and he's probably going to tell you no, no gargling.
Yeah.
That creates pressure, and if you spit, you have to let it dribble out of your mouth. You can't.
That's what I do with my mouthwash anyways, because when I do all the swishing in my mouth, and then I gargle, and it's difficult to get that mouthwash from gargling to spit it out like that.
Really?
Without getting it, like, down my throat and, like, making it burn really bad. Because it burns really bad when it gets down my throat.
Yeah.
So I just go, and just let it, like, get out of my mouth.
Wow, that's super gross.
Yeah, well, so my day. The only thing I want to tell you about today is PE. So we had to run. We had to run 3/4 of a mile.
Uh-huh.
And usually it's me, Araceli, and Delisa running together, but Araceli wasn't running because she had a note from, like, a doctor. I don't remember what it was, though.
So probably just something along the lines of, I can't run.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, that's a good guess. So it was just me and Delisa running, and we got, like, a pretty good time. Like, it was a little bit after where we should have been, but we, like, ran most of the way, and we did our best and stuff, so it was still good. And she was so, like, happy about it. So, like, and she was like, yeah, man, we did so good. And she, like, high-fived me, and she was, like, so excited. And then, like, I saw her again when I was walking out of the school, and she was like, great job on that run today, man. We did awesome. And I was like, thanks, man.
She a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was just so, like, excited. And I was
wow.
Like, and then we started, like, officially playing games of volleyball today. And we won twice out of the two games.
Nice.
Not to brag. So it was, you had to have three boys and three girls on a team. So it was me and Endelisa and Araceli. And then we didn't know what team to go on because a lot of the teams with, like, the boys that we know were already in teams. So there were just these three random guys that I had never talked to. And we were like, let's join them. So we just sat down with them. And they're actually really, really nice. And they're like, I mean, it's not like I wasn't expecting them to be.
I was going to say, you tell me these stories about meeting people that you've never met before, and then sometimes you seem surprised.
I wasn't surprised. I was just, like, because most of the people in that class are actually very blatantly rude, like most of the guys in that class.
Most or some?
Most.
Because
It's a lot of the guys that think they're too cool for the teachers, too cool to listen to the teachers.
Yeah.
Too cool to follow the rules.
Lots of male posturing.
Yeah. But they were really nice, and because a lot of the guys in our PE class are also very, very competitive, but they weren't, like, super competitive. They were just, like, having a good time, and they were doing their best and stuff, so that was
fun. And you
won.
Yeah,
we won.
That's awesome.
And I think I actually did really well, because every time I served the ball on my turn, I got it over, like, in the right area. Even Miss Freely said that I was doing well, and I did good rallying with it. I'm pretty happy. I think I'm pretty good.
Nice. Fantastic.
I'm liking this unit.
Good. I like it that you are discovering some sports that you have some.
Yeah. I have liked everything that we've done in PE. I've liked hockey. Mm-hmm. And I've liked swimming, of course. And I've liked volleyball so far.
You can play field hockey. Do they have a field hockey team?
We don't have a field hockey team.
No?
Yeah. I don't know what teams we have, but
Okay, so get some rest.
Ready.
What time is your appointment?
9:30, I believe.
Okay.
No, we have to leave at 9:30. We start at, like, 10.
Alright.
Can you try and remember when you put me in your bed in the morning, if my phone, because my charger is so messed up, if my phone isn't charged, if it, like, stops charging the night, if you could put it up there.
How will I know?
Look at it.
How about if I just put it up there? Anyway.
Okay.
Oh. You started that by saying, if you remember, I couldn't remember you telling me that you were having three toothache when you told me today.
Well,
I must not have been paying attention to you. I must not have been realizing that you were talking to me. Because, you know, if I'm doing something, I'm focused on that thing.
Oh, yeah. Wait, one more thing before we
break.
In English today, we, like, revised our rough drafts of the essays that we wrote for the holiday thing. And, we were allowed to, because we had to organize it more and do it, like, in a certain format. And so we had to get, like, evidence and statistics and stuff to match our thing and get facts and evidence. I've said that, those words,
how
like,
do you
eight
get
times.
The facts and evidence?
We were allowed to use our phones to get it. Oh. And I found, like, all of the things that I was looking for, and I was really proud, because you have to choose two main reasons, like, why, saying, like, you chose community, I chose, it
and this
shows,
was the holiday.
Yeah. I chose.
What was your holiday again?
I know you know what it was, but we just got a recap. It's a holiday for homeless LGBT youth.
Right. To join another family for a day.
Yeah, and, like,
did
like
you
a
come
holiday.
Up with a name for it?
New home for the holidays.
Nice.
Yeah.
NHFH.
Yeah, that's not very catchy.
Well, that would go on the shirts and the buttons and
yeah,
stuff.
Okay. So you have to choose two, like, main reasons why, and they have to be, like, courage, respect, like, stuff like that. So I chose courage. Like, and, like, appreciation of courage, because it takes a lot of courage to come out in families where you know that they might not be accepting.
Mm-hmm.
And community, because you're, like, taking people in and having community. And then I found statistics on 50% of LGBT youth didn't have a good reaction from their parents when they came out. And, like, something like 29% have been kicked out. And the percentages of...
29% of... LGBT
mm-hmm.
people that came out get kicked out of the house.
Yeah.
It's 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 29%. And then the percentages of LGBT youth that have been verbally or physically abused, well, two different statistics of them, in their homes and at school, like for the courage part and stuff. So... I think it's going to turn out really, really good with all of those and with all the evidence and stuff that I have and with everything.
Good.
Yeah.
When do you perform your play in theater? Or you combined all of your
Thursday, I believe.
Aspects?
Hopefully not tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, you look exactly like your sister or like your Auntie Jamie right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's freaking me out. Oh my gosh.
I really, really hope that we don't do it tomorrow, because I won't be there. If we do it tomorrow, I'm going to be very, very sad.
That's only Tuesday.
Hmm?
It's Tuesday tomorrow.
And where?
So, if you're going to do it Thursday, or do you think that it's either or Thursday?
It's either Tuesday or Thursday. She doesn't tell us when we're going to do things. She just says, all right, we're doing it. And we're like,
well, all right. Okay.
Really hope it isn't tomorrow.
Yeah, I do too.
That would be very sad.
Alright.
Because I have a pretty cool part. You're going for free guy. Sleep and a good day tomorrow. And that daddy loves a good day at work. Prayling him always back. Thanks, let's have a good day today. And let's have a good day tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. I love you.